Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Zach.
Welcome
to the Chillcast.
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 Not the Chillcast. Ugh. I made that mistake too. I'm your host, Zach.
And she's your other host, Sarah. Yeah.
I feel like we need to do that because sometimes we say, hi, Zach, hi, Sarah. That's probably confusing for people who are like...
We're actually talking to other people in another room. And then we introduce...
Hey, it's me, Tim.
Hey. Who?
Shit, did you lock the door?
Uh-oh.
I have a topic for us.
All right, what are we going to talk about today?
Sarah?
Yes.
Who's the worst superhero?
The worst superhero?
Our topic is going to be more general than that, but let's start with this. Who is the worst superhero? Okay, let me rephrase it a little. Who would you not want to be? Genie comes to you and goes, you could be any superhero, Marvel or DC. Or any other of the brands that people totally know.
I mean, it's kind of... So, it goes between two.
Okay.
If this was only in the DC universe... I would say Aquaman.
Which I clearly said it wasn't, but okay, fire enough. Change the question.
Well, okay.
No, yeah, you don't want to be Aquaman? Why not?
I don't
want to
be Aquaman.
Give me a reason.
Well, A, we live in Kansas, so it's not like there's a lot of aquatic life. I could be like, go do this. Like, I live, no.
Hello, I'm Aquaman. Isn't this like a lake and a park? I don't have many options. I live in Kansas. What kind of sea creatures could you control? Smallmouth bass. Some pike. And a couple frogs that are a little too deep in water. That's the whole thing about Aquaman.
Yeah, it's like tadpoles. As soon as they evolve into frogs, then it's like, well, lost that one.
Yeah, like does a... That's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing. In like the Marvel universe, I would probably... It sucks because they made him really cool in the recent movies, but like Ant-Man.
Really? You don't want to be small and big and... No. Paul Rudd?
I mean, I love Paul Rudd. He's
but would
Kansas.
You want to be Paul Rudd?
No. I mean, I look more like Evangeline Lilly right now.
You do.
From Ant-Man and the Wasp.
In theater. No, I don't think it's
not
in theaters
anymore. Definitely not in theaters anymore.
Maybe it is. Maybe they re-released it. You're listening to this.
Who knows?
So Ant-Man?
Yeah.
See, I feel like I wouldn't want to be... I don't know. There's so many X-Men that suck.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But, like, there's so many X-Men that's, like, Rogue. Hey, my name's Rogue. What's your power? Well, when I touch people, they die.
Yeah.
Oh. And then what else? No,
well,
that's kind of it.
That's it. Yeah. That one does suck, too.
Or what's your power? I'm, like, ice. Uh-huh. And?
I can control the weather.
See, storm. Okay.
Yes, what about Storm?
It doesn't make sense. Everyone else's X-Men powers make some... I get, like, it's a comic book and who fucking cares. But, like, Wolverine, what's your thing? Well, like, I mutated and my bones are really strong and they put metal on it and now I'm even stronger. Cool. Magneto, what's your thing? Well, like, I got, like, extra magnetic fields in my body. All right. Iceman, what's your thing? My water cells are cold sometimes. I don't know.
Cyclops, I have laser beams in my eyes.
That one's a little stretch, but still, it's like, you could say, like, maybe his energy and his photon. It's like, Storm, what's your thing? I can, like, control an outside, a natural force miles away from me.
Yeah.
How? What is the mutation there?
She is the reason why we have global warming. I mean, let's be real.
I just don't know what the mutation is.
I don't understand it either.
Like, Storm to me seems like Stan Lee and the other guys that were writing these comics were like, okay, we need at least four or five people for this X-Men team thing. Here's some ideas. We need one more. We need, like, a woman or something. You know, we got to kind of... Because Stan Lee was very big about that back then, even then.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, I don't know. I got this one chick that I was kind of coming up with a solo book. She can control the storms and stuff. And it's like, that doesn't seem like a mutant power. And they're like, fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah,
no one's going to care about this in 5 years.
Yeah. And look, it's however many years later and we're asking, what the fuck?
Yeah. So Rogue, though. Yeah, Rogue would suck.
Yeah,
Rogue half of the suck. X-Men would suck to be them. It would just suck to be an X-Men also. Imagine in today's political climate to be X-Men.
Yeah.
X-Man? X-Woman? X-Person?
I mean, that's a whole other topic, is that would probably be like an internal feud that they would have. The men are like, we're the X-Men. And the women are like, no.
It is weird that, he's like, we're the X-Men. Not like the X-Heroes or something. No, it's like X-Men. Man. Also, X-Men. Okay. We can go in a lot of rabbit holes with comics. Yeah. But I wanted to talk about superheroes in general.
Yes, generic.
So you say your worst superheroes that you never want to be are Ant-Man.
And Aquaman. Yeah.
Aquaman might be in theaters when you're listening to this at some point.
Might be.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah. He's the best looking Aquaman we've ever had.
That's all he's got going for him. The man is not a great. Look, if he's listening, don't hurt me.
Hey, I loved you in Stargate.
Oh, he's in Atlantis. Ugh, he was in Atlantis.
Yeah, he really likes
water. Isn't it weird
that
he was in Atlantis and now he's,
he's really into water.
He was in Game of Thrones. That's how most people know him.
Oh, yeah.
He was what? Khal Drogo? Khal Drogo? I'm sorry.
Did he die?
Game of Thrones fan. I'm not going to fucking say that because if people listen to this who don't know.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Spoilers. I know he does die. He also got in trouble because, like, a few years ago, he was at a panel and he was like, the best part about working on Game of Thrones is getting to rape all the actresses, fake. Right.
That's good. Good job, DC, for picking up.
He apologized multiple times.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think it was. Everyone was joking. They were really drunk at that press conference. No.
Probably.
Jason Momoa sucks as Aquaman.
Seen the movie yet. He might be good.
The Aquaman that we've seen in the movies.
Okay, Justice League was awful, though. Just like.
He, like, jumps onto the bow and he's like.
Okay, this isn't a movie. This isn't a movie podcast.
This isn't an anything podcast.
That's true.
Which leads me to my next question.
Okay, yes. If I could be a superhero, what would it be?
No, what's the worst superhero movie, like, of the last decade?
I mean, is that really a question?
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, it's a tie between Batman versus Superman and Justice League. They're both awful.
Let me throw another contender to you, though.
Okay.
Blade 3.
I never saw it. So
okay, fair enough. Blade 3 is very bad. Yeah, it's probably Batman vs. Superman.
I mean, both of those are just very, very bad. The best... Okay, so the only reason why Batman vs. Superman... Well, no. I was going to say, I mean, Wonder Woman is the only reason why both of those movies are watchable.
You want to know the fucked up thing about Wonder Woman in that movie?
She steals the show and is awesome?
She was not supposed to be revealed in the trailers. They did that... Basically, they realized what the shit they had, and I guess people behind the scenes were pissed
about
it. They
were like, this is garbage.
Like, it was supposed to be kind of a big, cool surprise. Like, when you see her for the first time, like, as, like, in a dress and stuff, you're like, who is that? Maybe, are they like, whoa? Hey. And then when it's revealed, it's like, imagine that moment if you had no idea Wonder Woman was in that movie. When she comes out, it's like, like, that would have been cool.
That would have been really cool.
Instead, it was like you were watching the movie going, like, when's fucking Wonder Woman going to show up?
Yeah, when is she going to show up? And then it's like the last 30 minutes, and you're like, well,
and also,
for saving
as
everything.
Somebody pointed out, that movie kind of ruins Wonder Woman, because if you remember at the end of Wonder Woman, the movie that followed the solo film, her prequel thing, she's like, I can't do her accent. It's such a great accent. It's such a great accent.
It's beautiful.
I'm going to do it. Here we go. I'm going to stand up for the world, the men and women of this world, to protect them, or whatever. Yeah,
don't offend Wonder Woman.
But then...
Or Gal Gadot.
She says, like, I'm only going to help people, you know, I'm going to come out of the light and help people when they need it, right? And then it's... In Batman vs. Superman, it said that she's been in the shadows for, like, a century or so.
Mm-hmm.
Until this one random big beast guy comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think any of World War II or any of that stuff needed your help? They're going to retcon it now with Wonder Woman 88 or whatever. They're gonna retcon it and add. But at the time, it was like, wait, this is when you first decide to show up? Is this one random big dude?
Yeah.
See?
Here's the thing.
That movie sucked.
DC has just a lot of issues.
But they've started to turn around.
They're trying to turn it around. Shazam looks very good.
Aquaman, as bad as we have talked about.
Like,
that last trailer looks neat.
It does actually look pretty good.
His orange outfit looks good.
Yeah.
Little bit we've seen of it looks good.
It actually looks pretty good. And I love Mera.
Mera on the wall.
No. I don't love her bright green outfit with her bright red hair, but
I like it. It's colorful.
I get the aesthetic that they're going for.
I'm glad they're like finally adding colors to these movies in a way.
She's probably my favorite in the DC Bombshells universe.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, comic book nerd.
Hold up. Nerd!
Thanks for that. You read more comic books than I do. Anyway.
Yeah, but I read cool comic books like Sabrina.
And Star Wars.
And Star Wars. Oh. This is a Star Wars episode. Okay. It's superheroes.
All right. Superheroes. I mean, so would you agree with me that...
Yeah, Batman for... I guess I was just kind of trying to think of something. But no, yeah, you're right.
It's bad. It's just really bad.
Okay, let's make it hard. What's the worst MCU movie?
The worst MCU movie?
We have very different opinions. Well, no, I don't think we do. We both think... Not Ragnarok, the one before it, Dark World.
Well, I never saw Dark World.
I saw part of it.
Thor Dark World, for just to clarify.
I saw part of Thor Dark World. It was...
I never saw it because I heard it was garbage. So
I think we differ a lot on some of our...
We differ a lot on, like, our favorite heroes just in general.
But when it comes to MCU specifically...
I love the first Iron Man.
It's great. That's great. That's not where we differ. Heart. We differ on... I think the first Ant-Man's not great.
I love the first Ant-Man.
It's totally passable, but I forget about it.
Well, and that's what I mean.
And you don't seem to like the Avengers as much as me. The original one. Which is like mind-blowing to me.
I didn't watch it as much as you did.
I have seen that movie like 20 times.
You know, actually, you know movie. What? The weakest MCU movie, just because I don't agree Age with of Ultron the views. I love Age of Ultron. That's actually probably one of my favorites. It's boring. Civil War.
Civil War is like one of the best.
I fucking hate
Civil
War.
Okay, here's why she hates Civil War.
Because Captain America is such a goddamn goody goody.
But Iron Man's a good guy in that too. He takes some time, but then remember he realizes he's like, shit, I fucked up. I should the Sokovia Accords and all the spoilers, by the way, for all these movies.
Yeah, spoilers.
If you're listening to this, yeah, we're going to spoil MCU stuff here. No, yeah, I think Civil War was the Avengers movie I wanted. And Age of Ultron was dumb. It was boring.
I loved Age of Ultron. I thought Ultron was a great bad guy.
Oh, look, they're teaming up again. I want to see them fight.
You want to see fight. The Avengers fight each other?
That's the best part of that first movie is the moments when, you know, Thor punches him or their Iron. Remember Iron Man and Thor fighting? How cool was that? It's when you take your toys and you go, and you bash them together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's the best stuff. Civil War was so... The airports, you cannot deny. Whatever you say about Iron Man's arc in that movie, the airport sequence is fucking awesome.
The airport sequence was very, very good.
Black Panther's in it. Spider-Man's in it.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's first appearance in the MCU, really.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he's got that moment. He's like, hey, Cap. He takes it. Oh. Civil War's great. Ah, you're crazy. Anyways.
That's the best part, but like, I hated how they ended that movie.
Also, the Cap Iron Man fight's good. It's brutal. It's rough. It's hard. I know but it's rough on both of them. It's rough on both of them.
Yeah, well, Captain America walks away.
Well, he kind of.
Sweet Tony Stark. Iron Man.
Sweet Tony Stark. How did he make his money?
All right. Can we?
I just asked a question.
From his dad.
What was he doing in the first Iron Man? What was that movie opening
with? He was selling weapons.
So he made his money off of?
Selling weapons.
And what were those weapons
Which
used to do?
Which was originally
what were those
weapons his used father's.
To do? What were those weapons used to do?
Hurt people.
No, not hurt. Don't fucking sugarcoat this shit. Don't PG it. They killed people.
Okay, well, what was Captain America built to do?
Saving the fucking world.
He was built to be a soldier and to kill people.
He was sort of, but remember, they used him just as like a fucking promotional dude for a long time.
Well, no, I understand that, but that's what the super soldier program was.
He's Captain America.
It was to go out and he was to kill people.
Yeah, Nazis.
Which is the same.
Nazis. Nazis don't count. He jumped on a grenade before the super soldier program. Did you know Tommy Lee Jones is in that movie? People forget that, but he's in that movie. I watched it recently. Yes. Like, oh shit, you're in the MCU.
Yeah, he is an MCU character.
Tommy Lee Jones. My favorite superhero is Tommy Lee Jones.
Not a superhero, just a character.
To
Who's
me,
your favorite character from the
non-superhero?
MCU?
Non-superhero?
Yeah,
that's a good question. Even though it's a superhero episode, that's a good question.
I already know mine.
Well, I already know mine. You want to say it at the same time?
Well, no, because then no one will understand it.
Phil Coulson.
Pepper Potts.
Okay, well, that's right. I forgot you're... I like her. Phil Coulson.
I love Pepper Potts.
Agent
and I
Coulson.
Really
Agent
want...
Coulson.
Agent Coulson is
when
amazing,
he,
too.
Spoilers. Dies in Avengers. Doesn't that fucking suck? I remember
it
watching that
suck.
And just going like...
It does suck. And I remember in the new... Avengers Infinity War when Iron Man is going up to like save everyone and then he starts losing connection with Pepper.
That's the first Avengers, isn't it? Yeah, when he's going up and he calls her.
Yeah, that's not the first Avengers
when he's taking the nuke up.
No, I'm talking about with Spider-Man.
Oh, when he's going, yeah.
Yeah. But he's going up and he's, you know, she's like, please be careful. Please come home.
Well, no, and she, then, they cut her because she says, connection. They cut her off when she says, if you don't come back, I'll, and then it cuts her off. Yep. And a lot of people think the theory is that she was getting ready to say, I'll come get you, which.
Oh, that would be awesome. As rescue. I really want rescue in this. Okay. Comic book nerd.
What's your favorite superhero movie?
My favorite superhero movie?
Period. I have like three that I rotate through. First Avengers.
That's tricky.
First Avengers, Black Panther.
I really like Black Panther. I really like Homecoming.
Spider-Man Homecoming, yeah.
But I really like Wonder Woman.
That was good too.
I really do. It's the strongest DC movie.
Better than Black Panther?
No, not better than Black Panther. I really like Black Panther. I watched Black Panther. I don't know how many times. It was so good.
Let's give an honest critique of Wonder Woman, the movie.
Oh no, it was a bad movie.
No, it wasn't a bad movie. I wasn't gonna say that. Okay. Calm down. My honest critique of Wonder Woman is this: the last 10 minutes or so of that movie, or 20 minutes, kind of fall apart a little.
They do.
It gets a little bit too. It just becomes a little bit too like big bad guy versus random person.
It definitely does.
But the rest of the movie
is
fantastic.
Unfortunate, but. That's amazing. But if you compare that to the rest of the DC movies that are out currently, it's the best. It's amazing. It's the best.
No, I wasn't going to disagree with you on that.
Yeah.
Black Panther, I think, is the better film from beginning to end.
Oh,
it has
absolutely.
The better ending, has the better villain.
Yeah, it has the better story. It has the better message.
Well, like Wonder Woman doesn't even have a good villain because the big twist at the end, spoilers, is that the big villain you've been following isn't the villain. It's
right.
I do like that the end of the movie is like the biggest villain in the world is a European white, old European white guy, a rich old European white guy. It's like, that makes sense.
The very end of Wonder Woman, unfortunately, was not great. It does fall apart.
It also doesn't make sense. I'm going to split. Sorry.
You have to speak up so people can hear
at
you.
At the end, well, I feel bad because I really like Wonder Woman, but at the end, when she kills...
I don't remember.
What was his name?
See, that's another problem with DC.
Yes, that is another problem with DC.
What was the villain's name of Justice League?
Remember, he had his whole thing was like he made men hate each other and all that.
Yeah.
And she kills him, and so men don't hate. Remember, and like they're not Nazis in World War One. The Germans and the Americans, everybody are like talking to each other at night. Mm-hmm. The rest of the history we know of that universe seems to point to like what? How long did that last? A few days? A few hours?
Yeah.
It's a nice ending until you think about like the rest of everything we know that happens in that universe.
DC has this problem.
It's almost as if they weren't planning this stuff far enough ahead.
Well, that is definitely part of that problem. No,
so favorite superhero movie? Did you say it?
It's in between Black Panther and Homecoming are both very
good. I do
very
love
good.
Homecoming a lot.
It's really good. Really
easily
is.
My favorite Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, anything's better than Tobey Maguire.
Okay,
so.
You fucking watch your tone.
I just had to say that. I hate those movies so
Spider-Man
much.
2 is maybe one of the best superhero movies of all time.
I hate
time.
Him.
It's in the
Tobey
top 10.
Tobey Maguire also.
Oh, my God.
I just do. I hate his face.
Oh, my God.
There's so much about Tobey
you
Maguire.
You like Andrew fucking like... boring skateboard Garfield dumbass?
Yeah, I actually liked him.
I can't put any more insults to it. But
I actually liked him, yeah. I thought he was a pretty good Spider-Man. Because he was the cocky guy that you see as Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire was always like,
I'm going to cry because Peter Parker.
But yes, because Peter Parker's not cocky. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but he wasn't cocky as Spider-Man either.
We're going to have to watch those movies again.
Apparently, because I hated him.
The fucking scene where he stops the train and then his mask is off and all the people on the train carry him over and they're like, well, we won't tell.
It's dumb.
Meanwhile, Andrew Garfield's fucking Spider-Man puts on a firefighter's hat or whatever.
Either way, Tom Holland is
the best. And ironically, British.
Yeah, he's so
That's
cute.
A little weird, isn't it? That our so best cute. Spider-Man. No, I'm just not disagreeing with anything you're saying. I'm just saying it's a little weird our best Spider-Man is a British kid.
I mean,
also,
our
he's
best
like, what,
Doctor
19
Strange
or 20?
Is a British guy. Our best.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I mean, all of them are.
All of them?
I mean, Chris Evans is...
He's a fucking... He's American. Goddamn American.
That's right.
He's the best Captain America they could have ever picked. God, I love Chris Evans.
You know, we're talking about... I know we're talking about superheroes.
Yeah.
But we're talking a lot about DC and how awful, like, Justice League and everything is. It's kind of fun that Ben Affleck and...
Henry Cavill?
Yeah, they're both like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't know how much... Yeah, someone like... Yeah.
Like, they're both like, I don't want to do this. And then Gal Gadot's like... Can I stay?
Yeah, Gal Gadot's not going anywhere. Yeah, DC will.
But like, how are you going to reboot the universe and have her still?
It's easy because her stuff all takes place.
I mean, The Flash was really good too.
The DC stuff, all her stuff takes place before they have to reboot anything.
I suppose so. I just worry that people are going to get confused.
I think they're not going to reboot. It's too hard. I think they're just going to go like, The Flash is going to be like flashback to a point where Batman and Superman are fighting or before they fight, and he's gonna go like into a different universe or something.
Yeah.
Like they go to a different universe and it's like, hey, Batman Superman never fought in this universe, but guess what? Wonder Woman still exists.
Yeah.
Or Wonder Woman and the Flash go forward. I don't know. Or we're thinking about this too hard and they're not gonna do anything. And they're probably just gonna move forward. Yeah. That's probably the best thing to do.
So let me flip things on you. Who is your favorite supervillain?
Ooh. So this episode is now superheroes and supervillains.
Yeah.
Great. Now I got to type more on the episode description.
Oh, boy, get over it.
Supervillain. Favorite supervillain. Like overall?
Overall.
I have like two answers. One's boring. It's the Joker. I love the Joker. He's a perfect foil to Batman. He's,
mm-hmm.
you know, Batman. Mm-hmm. Like, they're perfect. They're so similar and yet so different. And blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Everything that's been said. So, yeah. Probably Joker.
Okay.
If you were saying, I guess my least boring answer.
It's hard because there's an issue with villains. There's an issue with heroes and there's an issue with villains in both Marvel and DC. DC has memorable, lovable...
That's why they made a Suicide Squad movie.
Well, so I'm getting to that. They made the most memorable villains. Like, you can name off DC villains for days.
Well, to be clear, Marvel, you can name off Batman villains
well, that's for days. That's very true.
If I could say, name a Flash villain, no one's going to say...
Reverse Flash!
Yeah, there you go. No one's going to say Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, that's true.
And Gorilla for damn Grodd. Good reason. No one should have to... Anyways, my favorite villain on Marvel's.
It doesn't have to be Marvel, but someone that's not the Joker, yeah.
I mean, I really did like Killmonger in Black Panther.
He was very good. I would almost not consider him a villain.
He's a villain in that he wants to, like, take over the world and stuff. It's just the reasons he wants to have more merit than
that's true.
Just like, I want to kill people. I like Thanos a lot in Infinity War.
Thanos is a very good villain. Yeah.
Probably, honestly, if I didn't mean my other favorite villain, it'd be Magneto. I like Magneto. He's interesting. Because he's not quite 100% a villain.
Yeah.
He's a dude that's just trying to help his people, and occasionally he butts heads with
The X people.
Mr. X himself.
Yep. Well, my favorite villain...
It's the Joker and Harley Quinn.
So, kind of.
Not kind of. Let's go take a photo of that living room and we'll see.
Okay, well, here's the problem. Harley is no longer considered a villain. So, there's some...
She kills people.
She does kill people. She's a villain. Well, okay, so in the comics, she's no longer a villain. In the movies...
But she still hangs out with Poison Ivy.
She does, and she's
Poison
trying...
Ivy's a villain.
Yes. Which was... Okay, so I love DC villains. I love them so much. We watch Gotham, and my favorite villain in Gotham... Oh, it's a toss-up between Riddler and Penguin. I love both of them so much. Yeah. And the guy who plays... I guess... Okay, we're a little behind in Gotham, FYI. The guy who plays
also
Jerome...
Spoilers for Gotham.
Yeah, I guess... Well, not really. We haven't said anything.
You're about to say something.
Well, no. Jerome, who is in, I don't know.
Jerome's a Joker.
We don't know. Okay.
No, we
personally don't know because
he goes,
the joke. Yeah, no, he's got the laugh. He's got the look. He's got the cutoff face.
I don't think they're going to pull
off all that.
He's not the Joker. He's Mr. Funny Man.
Yeah. But also, like, in the Arkham Asylum games, like, the Riddler's challenges were my favorite. I love doing the Riddler challenges.
You know, if I had to say another favorite villain?
Riddler might actually be up in the top.
I was going to say Riddler, or you mentioned the Arkham games.
Mm-hmm.
And just reminded me, not just from the Arkham games, but I always liked Dr. Freeze or whatever.
Oh, Mr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze, yeah.
Yeah.
He's good. Is he Mr. Freeze? He's a doctor. Is it not Dr. Freeze? It is Mr. Freeze, isn't it?
It is Mr. Freeze.
That sucks.
Well, I think...
He's a fucking doctor, I think in Batman, you piece of shit.
Well, no, I guess he has always been a doctor, hasn't he?
Yeah. The fuck? Goddamn Batman.
And as far as Marvel villains, I don't know. Thanos.
Thanos is great.
That's all I got.
I always liked Green Goblin from Spider-Man. Specifically William Dafoe.
Spider-Man. Sorry, my dad does it best, but...
Spider-Man.
He just has this great, awful face. Whenever he says that, when he gets stabbed.
The Punisher's kind of a fun anti-hero.
Never saw the Punisher movies or anything. No. So I don't know.
In the Punisher game, you could take a guy and shove his face into a spinning circular saw.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was in an era before Marvel had been bought by Disney when they were desperate and they let anyone take a license. You know who made that game, by the way?
Rockstar?
Volition. A.K.A. Oh, wow. The Saints Row folks.
Yeah.
It actually plays a lot like Saints Row 1 and 2.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's a good game. That's my response.
Anyway.
You could throw your gun at people, and then that would surprise them, and then you could stab them in the face.
Oh, nice. Punisher sounds like a real good guy.
You could feed him the lions. Yay! No. They killed his family.
If they ever remade...
They killed his family.
If they ever remade the Punisher movie...
They will. They already made... Actually, they already did it on Netflix.
Who do you want to play him?
They already did it.
You did?
He's part of the MCU. Yeah, Jason Benethal from Walking Dead is him. People seem to like it.
Yeah.
No, we answered the question.
All right, never mind.
I have a question for you. I'm going to change topic. Well, we're going to say on superheroes, but I'm going to... Are the Powerpuff Girls superheroes? And therefore, are they maybe the coolest superheroes? I love the Powerpuff Girls.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, they are.
Blossom.
And they technically do have a comic book also.
That's true.
So...
Buttercup is the toughest
fighter.
I
don't know who produces
them. I think it's IDW or Boom Studios.
I'm not sure.
I love the Powerpuff Girls. Mm-hmm. They have a good rogues gallery. We talk about villains.
Oh, God, yeah.
You got him. You got Fuzzy.
Fuzzy Lumpkins.
Fuzzy Lumpkins, the Gangrene Gang. The Amoeba Boys. The Princess.
Money Banks.
Yeah, I like the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
I'd love to see, like, a good, really well-made animated Powerpuff Girls movie.
Like the Teen Titans one that just
came. Yeah.
Oh, man, that Teen Titans movie was very good.
Ooh. Okay, here's a good question. Best superhero sidekick. Or not even sidekick, like you were saying, like side character. Just, like, the best...
Harley Quinn.
No.
Done.
She has her own book. That doesn't count. If they have their own book, it doesn't count.
I mean, Robin has his own book. Nightwing has his own book.
Yeah, they don't count anymore.
Okay, then what characters count?
Actually, does Robin have his own book? Nightwing does. I don't think Robin's ever had it.
I'm almost positive Robin does.
I don't think he's ever had it.
I mean, Ivy has her own. Catwoman has her own. Batgirl has her own. Batwoman has her own.
Poison Ivy hasn't had a solo book, has she? I know she's been a part of, like with Catwoman and all them. And Catwoman's had
a solo book. I know Catwoman's had her own.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Maybe Ivy hasn't. If Ivy hasn't, then I'm going to say Ivy.
But I don't think she's a side character.
Yeah, she is. She's a side villain. She's never been a main villain.
Did you not see Batman and Robin with Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy?
Yeah, but she was still with Bane, and she was with... there were others that were with her.
I'm going to say she's a main villain in that film. Mm-hmm. She kisses them.
She kisses everyone.
Yeah.
That's how she gets her poison in you. Okay, well then give me a list of side characters.
Alfred.
Oh.
Yeah, Alfred's the fucking coolest.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's
Alfred,
what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who haven't had movies or books but are, like, awesome and connected to heroes. Alfred would be one.
Yeah, I would probably say Alfred's the only one that I would.
Jim Gordon?
Nah.
You don't like Jim Gordon?
I mean, he's fine. Can I say Oracle?
Yeah, you can say Oracle.
Well, Oracle, depending on the universe, Oracle turns into Batgirl, though.
Yeah, she was Batgirl, and then she was Oracle, then now they're both the same, and then everything, I don't know. Oracle would count.
I do like Oracle also.
Yeah, totally. Oracle would count. Try to think stuff from the Marvel universe.
Pepper Potts?
Before I think she turns I think, into... Yeah, Pepper Potts counts.
Before she turns into Rescue.
Even
before
if she turns into Rescue until she gets...
Rescue had her own
She has
series.
To get her own movie.
Oh, we're going by movie basis? Okay, well, then well, Poison
no,
Ivy.
No, you're right, yeah. I mean, well...
Because Catwoman's technically had a movie.
Yeah.
Bad movie, but...
That's fair.
If you're saying that, a hero or a...
My favorite side character.
I mean, I'm probably going to stick with Alfred, but go on.
Alfred is very good.
Alfred's very good.
But it's...
Also, Alfred from Gotham is amazing. Anyway, oh, yeah. He's the best Alfred.
I don't know what the actor's name is.
I don't know, but
he's great. Good. I love the Alfred. It's slightly more of a modern Alfred, maybe like the 80s or so is when they started. The idea of like, Alfred is like a former military guy.
Yeah, ex-military.
I like that Alfred of like...
badass, but like, he's still like a simple, quaint life as a butler.
Well, and he still has like a rich family. Like, he's from an old family or whatever, but like, yeah, that he used to be like a World War II or Vietnam.
Go watch Gotham is what we're trying to say.
It's a very silly, cool show.
It's so good.
It gets a little crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what's fun about it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. What character were you going to say?
I just forgot his name. Fuck.
Give me characters from Thor
Ragnarok. It's
what, the guy from the
rock
commercials?
Guy. No, the rock guy.
Oh,
Korg.
Korg.
That's my favorite. I'm Korg. Okay. I'm a rock. That's me. No, yeah, I'm not. I'm a sentient being.
Yeah, Korg's pretty.
This
good
is Meeks
too.
Or whatever is like the little bug guy.
Oh, I think he's dead.
No. Oh no, he moved.
Oh no, he's dead.
Yeah, I love Korg. Yeah.
Korg's very
good. He needs
good
his
also.
Own movie.
Korg, I need an Adventures of Korg and Meek movie.
They did announce.
Even a short, like, before the next Avengers
movie. Ooh, you know, we forgot a villain, by the way. Just pops to my head. And they're a great villain.
Loki.
Loki.
Oh, God. Don't get me Loki's started on Loki. Villain. I'm sorry.
Did you hear what they announced?
I loved him.
For that, for the Disney Plus streaming service?
Just all
Loki's
Tom
gonna have his own show, like a short.
Is it Tom?
Like, yeah.
Oh gosh. I'm
and
really
Winter Soldier and Falcon are kind of a buddy cop show because people love because their rapport was so good.
Their rapport was very good.
Because like it was a Civil War, they get all webbed up. He's like, I really hate you. When they're in the car together waiting, and Cap gets that kiss.
Loki,
and then,
sorry, I just keep
let's go back to
Loki.
Loki's
now.
Good. Yeah.
Loki's very good.
He died.
I know.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
That happens right at the beginning.
It does, but
and he's dead. He ain't coming back. That one's dead. Anyone who died, look, we're gonna get to Infinity War towards the end here. Anyone who dies pre-dust is dead. They dead.
I still think
Gamora's gonna come back because she's gonna switch her soul.
I think Gamora's gonna come back, and I think that Vision is dead.
Yeah, Vision's probably dead.
I think Vision's dead.
Are we gonna end the episode just us talking who's dead in Infinity War?
Who dusted and is coming
anyone
back
who dusted's
who?
Coming back? Now there's no guarantee they're gonna stay the
I
whole time.
I think they're gonna do swap a soul for a soul. Like I think Iron Man's gonna have to.
I don't know if it'll be Iron Man
die in order to come back. No, not for Gamora, but for like Spider Man.
I see Star Lord doing it. That would complete his arc.
Yeah.
Star Lord's arc would be
well,
complete.
Considering that Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is like on hold indefinitely. So. That's a you know, they might just end
just,
up... I know that Infinity War went through reshoots. I would
Iron
not
Man,
be surprised if they were like, let's just kill them all
Iron
off.
Man will live.
I mean, I'd be totally okay with that.
Because I think they keep him around...
I think if anything, I think they're going to kill Captain America, and that's going to break hearts.
They're going to kill
that's
Captain
gonna
America.
It's going to break a lot of hearts.
But he's the one that you do the sacrifice, the heroic sacrifice.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to kill Thor. Or maybe they do, because he has no one else to live for now.
He might, yeah.
They've killed his entire planet, his brother, his dad. They've killed everyone to him. His girlfriend thing? Isn't she dead too?
Yeah. I think Groot's going to stay dead.
I think Groot might stay dead too.
He's gonna get killed off again.
I'm probably
or Rocket's gonna sacrifice himself.
I have cried every time Groot has died. Just for the record, yeah. I have cried every time.
You know what he said to Rocket in his Groot language?
It's like Dad or something. Yeah, I'll love you, Dad. I love you, Dad. Yeah.
Anyways, that was a fun. I just want to talk about superhero stuff.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about superheroes and supervillains and oddball characters that people sometimes forget about. What's the weirdest superhero? Last one. Go. No discussion. Just weirdest superhero.
Weirdest superhero? The Flash had a guy that was the tortoise or the turtle, and his power was that he was his villain. This power was he moved so slow the Flash couldn't see him.
Wow, that's dumb.
So, that was the Chillcast.
That's the Chillcast.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Try to get him
at
up around.
At some point on Sunday.
Probably 10 a.m.-ish.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll be back next Sunday.
For another fun and exciting topic that I don't know about.
Bye. Goodbye.